Tawakkul comes from the root word wakala. Wakala means to appoint.
Today, I'd like to read to you an excerpt from
Allah is the unique Arabic name.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. His decree, though, we learn.
This is Foresight, a program on how to worship Allah.
Today's tip, how sincerity brings about power in our ubudiyya, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. So we are talking about sincerity, and in Arabic it is known as ikhlas, and how sincerity brings about courage in our ubudiyya, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah. So, of course, sincerity, which, as we said, in Arabic is known as ikhlas, is this purity of intention. It is this purity of action. It is being sincere when we do anything and everything for the sake of the Almighty Allah, on the path of the Almighty Allah. And so this sincerity, of course, is something which is incredibly important. In our ubudiyya, one of the fundamental things that we need to realign and fix and correct is our sincerity. Truly, how sincere are we when we are doing actions and deeds that are for the sake of the Almighty Allah? Are we sincere when we are doing things in order to gain the satisfaction and the pleasure of the Almighty Allah? Now, sincerity is something that is incredibly powerful. It is one of the things which was very prominent in Shaheed Haj Qasim Soleimani. We find that the Shaheed was this peak of sincerity, and it was Shaheed Sayyid Ali Khamenei who had spoken about this great sincerity of Shaheed Qasim Soleimani. Now, sincerity is something that is very powerful, and truly it kills any and all kind of fears that an individual has. Because the more sincere we are for the sake of the Almighty Allah, to walk on the path of the Almighty Allah, we will find that that sincerity, it destroys fears from other than Allah. Because we become so attached and so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that removes fear from our hearts. And of course, it creates a courage unseen in the materialistic schools of thought. We saw in all of the Operation True Promises that it was this spirit of sincerity that guided the missiles to their targets. Of course, the precision-guided missiles and its technology were itself a miracle because the Islamic Republic was under and still is under heavy sanctions. 47 years of sanctions, and despite these cruel and merciless and incredibly difficult sanctions and suffocating sanctions, we find that the Islamic Republic was able to come up with technology which has really amazed the eyes of military analysts across the world.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
We want to be thinking about the 12th Imam and his return. And what are we supposed to be doing? And how does what we do right now apply? What do we need to do in order to hasten the reappearance of our Imam? Keeping in mind our global duties. What do I mean global duties? Well, this is our challenge. Before the Imam is to return, there's things that you and I have to do. One of them is to understand Islam. From Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam. Rahimallahu abdan ahya amrana. May Allah forgive that person who revives our affair. When they say ahya amrana, they're talking about preparing for the coming of the Imam. The narrator of the hadith says, how do we do that? Listen to the words of the Imam. Yata'allam ulumana. He learns. You have to learn what the Ahlul Bayt have said. Wa yu'allimuha an-nas. They also have to teach. It's not just, well, alhamdulillah, I'm Shia, done my duty. No. Another responsibility that we have is the responsibility of sharing what we've learned of Islam. Why do you have to teach? It says, فَإِنَّ النَّاسِ لَوْ عَلِمُوا مَحَاسِنَا كَلَامِنَا لَتَّبِعُونَا. If the people knew the beauty of our words, they would follow us. We believe that the divine government is God's greatest gift to mankind. But we also believe in the right of human beings to determine their own destiny. And they'll be questioned about it. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will never change the condition of a people until they change themselves. In order for us to prepare the world for the return of the Imam, the world needs to know what they're getting into. I'll give you an example for us in America. For us in America, we're used to the idea that when somebody is running for election, there's campaign lies.
The inner cities are unbelievably dangerous. The education is no good. The safety is horrible, and there are no jobs. And I tell everybody, what the hell do you have to lose? I'm going to fix it. We will fix it.
They give us promises, a lot of empty words. They tell us, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And we know it's campaign lies, but it's part of what you do. I want you to compare that with what you see from the words of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam. Islamic leadership, divine leadership, is transparent with the people. We're not trying to fool them. I'm going to give you the example of Amirul Mu'mineen. As you know, the people came and they surrounded, came to his house. They were insisting, only you, no one else, we want you. When Amirul Mu'mineen saw the insistence of the people, the demand of the people, then Amirul Mu'mineen said, let's go to the masjid. I'm going to make this statement public. Amirul Mu'mineen wants them to know what they're getting into. اِعْلَمُوا أَنِّي إِنْ أَجَبْتُكُمْ أَرْكَبُ بِكُمْ مَا أَعْلَمُ. Know this, everybody, أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ. If you elect me as your leader, that means I'm going to practice, I'm going to guide you the way that I know. I'm not hiding anything. Islam that I know, I'm going to implement that. He even let them know. Some of the things will be big changes even in your personal lives. He said, even if you've taken from Baytul Mal, you've taken from the public treasury, I'm going to take that back. Before you elect me, before you support me, do you want that? Amirul Mu'mineen is transparent with the masses. How does that relate to you and I? Our Imam is waiting for us. Our job as Shia is to make sure the people know what they're getting. What is Islam? What's true Islam? What isn't Islam?
ISIS is honoring President Obama. He is the founder of ISIS. He's the founder of ISIS, okay? He's the founder. He founded ISIS. And I would say the co-founder would be crooked Hillary Clinton. Co-founder, crooked Hillary Clinton.
We've always known that if Islamic State fighters
of the so-called Islamic State,
the so-called Islamic State,
committed by the so-called Islamic State.
If the people knew, the masses knew, the beauty of our words, they would follow us. Does that mean the tyrants, the zalimeen, they're going to be happy? When you say Quds Day, that's the wrong expectation.
Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, he tweets in English that Israel must be destroyed. Listen to Hassan Nasrallah, the leader of Hezbollah. He said, if all the Jews gather in Israel, it will save us the trouble of chasing them down around the world.
When they hear that our prophet said the best type of jihad, that telling the truth to a tyrant, in the face of the tyrant, not being afraid, explaining what Islam is, my stance on oppression, whether oppression is overseas, whether it's in Palestine, whether it's here in England, whether it's there in America, oppression, we say that we're supposed to be khasm for the zalim. Am I expecting the zalim to also applaud? No, I know the zalim's not going to applaud. I'm trying to explain to the people what they're getting into. Yes, Islam is opposed to oppression. We're supposed to spread a message, share a message, let the people know. And as I mentioned, that hadith about the end of time, it says that Islam will go from Qum to the corners of the world until there's no one who is mustad'af or uninformed when it comes to Islam. So we have a lot of work to do.
Muhammad, Ya Rasul Allah. يا حبيب الله محمد يا خليل الله محمد يا رسول الله يا شفيع الله يا بشير الله يا رسول الله.
Welcome back, dear friends. So we were talking about how sincerity creates courage in our ubudiyah, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah. So we had talked a little bit about how sincerity and being sincere when we are doing anything and everything for the sake of Allah, it not only kills the fear of other than Allah, because we become intimately connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it also creates a courage which is not understandable in the materialistic schools of thought of the world. We also talked a little bit about how in all of the Operation True Promises, yes, it was the technology of the Islamic Republic of Iran that was so powerful that it was able to defeat a minimum of 7 layers of defenses and reach their targets. Now, apart from the technology, because other countries and other arrogant powers in the world also have such a technology, we find that sincerity and doing things purely for the sake of the satisfaction of the Almighty Allah, it also brings a power, and it could be said a much more powerful power that is able to make sure that these missiles go to their targets. The whole world saw that America and Israel, despite all of their military power in the region, they were not able to stop many of the missiles that penetrated the various defense layers of these countries and their bases. So we find that, yes, technology was important, but the sincerity that went into making these missiles was also very important, and we can say that it was the defining factor that helped these missiles to be so strong. And of course, these missiles were launched with the name of Allah, with the statement, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And so we find, dear friends, here that, of course, sincerity as a part of our ubudiyah, and we've always said that ubudiyah, the worship, the servitude, and the obedience to Allah, is something that is a very comprehensive and has a very wide scope. Doing anything for the sake of the Almighty Allah, which includes defending the oppressed and standing up to the oppressors, is all considered to be the worship of the Almighty Allah. And so the more sincere we are in trying to help the cause of Allah, the more it will increase our ubudiyah, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Foresight. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah. لا إله سواه لا تخالطه الظنون ولا العيون ترى الله جل في علا هو أنسي وملاذي أحتمي بحما حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى ونعم النصير حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى ونعم النصير حسبنا الله.